I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Everything that man just said is true. We are backstage at K-Rock's 33rd annual Almost Acoustic Christmas with Jimmy Eat World. Inside the Forum Club. I was doing some due diligence here, as I believe I'm supposed to do before I interview bands like you guys. And this is your 8th Almost Acoustic Christmas. Do you believe that?
I can't believe it. It seems like just yesterday we were playing our first one.
Isn't that crazy? I read that stat and I go, I might need to let these guys know. You can say no when K-Rock asks. You don't always have to do it every single time.
But you can't.
Oh, the old game, right? Well, thanks for coming back. And this is actually the first time that it's post Jimmy Eat World Day, which I think is pretty neat. Do you want to tell the fans in LA that may not have experienced this in the great state of Arizona?
Yeah, October 17th, we were presented by the mayor of Phoenix with an official proclamation declaring that day Jimmy Eat World Day.
Yeah. Oh, well, thank you.
Damn right.
This is for the municipality of Phoenix. I mean, if other cities want to follow suit, that's kind of up to them.
Yeah, right. Now, is that your day every single year? Is that how that works?
Yeah, so that's like I'm going to treat it as like the second Father's Day, because yes, it's like the Jimmy Eat World Day, and I'm like the only person in our house that's in the band, right? So it's like, well, I don't have to do any tours today. It's like our band's day. So it's like a second Father's Day.
Well, I was reading the comments from the mayor, man. He was laying on heavy. He was like, you guys built that city.
That's right. Yeah,
high praise. I didn't know that about Phoenix, Arizona. The Jimmy Eat World, in fact, built Phoenix. But that's pretty cool. And do they give you sort of like a symbolic key? How does that work?
No, just a symbolic document.
Chain?
A very nice document.
Okay. Do you frame that?
I'll probably frame it.
All right, right on. Now, you guys are doing something really cool. If you're listening to K-Rock right now, and maybe you can't attend tonight and catch Jimmy Eat World set, you can actually own a piece of Jimmy Eat World history. I just was reading about this. This is so neat. You guys are selling some pretty classic gear that maybe you used on some classic tours back in the day.
Yeah, over our entire career, we've built up kind of a lot of gear that we've used for like various things, and we're kind of thinning the herd right now. So you can go to reverb.com.
HTTP.
Yeah.
Colon.
I think if you just search our band name at Reverb, you'll find it.
The SEO will do it, for sure. Now, I understand that some of the stuff you're giving away is from the Pop Disaster Tour back in the day, which you guys went on, of course, with Green Day. And we had the Linda Lindas, who are one of these bands, making their debut tonight at Almost Acoustic Christmas. And they were talking about how they were pranking Green Day, and Green Day was pranking them on this summer tour they were on this year. Do you guys have any memories of that Pop Disaster Tour?
That is a can of worms that you don't want to start.
You probably can't talk about it on the radio.
No, I mean, I know is that you don't want to be the... You don't want to start it.
Green Day is the all-time great band at doing pranks for the opening bands when they're, like, on the last day of the tour. For us, we were actually ending the tour early, so we were on their tour, and we ended early. They threw potato flakes onto my drum kit and then, like, doused
glitter.
It with water. Glitter. We were playing like a mellow song, like Hear You Me or something, and they were doing concussion bombs during the mellow songs. So they were like messing with us hardcore. And we like to this day, the old cases that we have, like that we had for that tour, you can still see glitter in the like fuzz of the cases.
Because it doesn't come out. It's permanent.
Yeah.
To this day.
Yeah.
Fond memories.
The one thing that's lame about that their pranks is that when we tried to clear pranks for them, their tour manager told us no.
So it's not an even playing field.
It's a one-way street, yes.
There you go. Well, very cool. You guys are going to do a great set, of course, tonight for the fans. They're very excited. We've been playing Jimmy World all year long on K-Rock. And, you know, we're here tonight with some of our friends, the Los Angeles Department of Mental Health. You guys tour like crazy, I mean, even to this day. How do you guys just sort of make sure you're good, you know, mentally as you sort of navigate this crazy industry?
You just got to listen to what your body is saying, I think, and then act on that. Like, it usually comes in the form of breaks. Or like setting aside time, like not overextending yourself, not like overworking. Leave all the still clapping is a mantra that you can kind of apply to a lot of different areas of your life.
Yeah, amen.
It is really important to keep the place that music comes from like protected, because it's supposed to be fun. You know, we do what we can to try to keep it fun, and usually that means like stepping back and trying to focus on other areas of life than just like trying to be the best band we can.
Totally. Never losing sight of that. Well, guys, give it up in the Forum Club for Jimmy Eat World.
Thank you.
They're going to be hitting the stage tonight at 7:20. Let's get into a little Jimmy Eat World right now on K-Rock. This is Last Christmas, how apropos. And, well, actually, Jim, would you like to do this intro, play Radio Doofus for a second?
And now, Last Christmas by Jimmy Eat World.
Beautiful, beautiful stuff. It's the world famous K-Rock.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.